Hello, and welcome to another episode of Banking on Information. Today, my guest is Brian View, who is president and COO of FinLocker and the author of Rethink Everything. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, man. It's good to catch up with you again.
It's great to have you on. Now, as you know, we always start with this very important question, which I will also put out to you. Why do you do what you do?
Yeah, great. I love that question. And the theme, you know, starting with your why, something I leaned into heavily probably by 8 years ago when I was in a prior life in a prior company. But why do I do what I do? There's a bunch of different things I'm doing, right? We talked about this book, and I'll start there because I think it all ties together with why I do and why we do what we do here at FinLockers. So the book, Rethink Everything You Know About Being a Next Generation Loan Officer, is really the idea really came from the reality that this current and next generation of home buyers, especially first-time home buyers, does things differently today in all kinds of different ways. They learn differently, they buy differently, and they heavily rely on social media for learning and referencing whether or not somebody or something is reputable and worth, you know, transacting with. And so when we put this book together, it was really the working title was Rethink Everything You Know About Serving the Next Generation Home Buyer, and that morphed into this loan officer title. But that's really our why and my why is, how can we improve the experience for first-time home buyers, especially so that A, they're comfortable and confident with home ownership, because we know that those that own homes generally have, you know, somewhere north of 40 times the personal net worth than a renter over time. Yep. So home ownership here is still very much an integral part of growing, you know, personal and family net worth. But it's harder today for first-time home buyers probably than it's ever been, for all kinds of different reasons, right? It's the normal stuff, you know, do I have enough income versus what do I have in liabilities? But couple that with what we've been faced with in our industry for the last 18 to 24 months, which is this shortage of real estate and homes, right? And so it's just made it that much more difficult. So our why is really around helping loan officers be better stewards of financial fitness and financial literacy and education to improve the experience and confidence for prospective first-time home buyers.
Yeah, that is a great why. And I've been following you for a long time. I can see the passion of how you do everything, how you do your podcast, how you write your book, how you talk about things. And yeah, it is very clear that you want to help other people. That's your why. It's homeowners, yeah, as well as loan officers, and making that connection so that people can get to home ownership. That is amazing. Now, what is it that FinLocker does? What is the number one use case that you solve for?
Yeah, so our number one use case today is this persona of what we call an early journey first-time home buyer. And early journey in our mind is a prospective first-time home buyer that is 6, 12, 18 plus months out from making that transaction, from buying that first home and then procuring a loan to finance it. So that's the persona. What we know with this generation and the next generation of home buyers is they're literally the, you know, the first digital native generation, right? The Gen Z. And so what they do is they leverage and rely on technology in a massive way, whether it's apps like NerdWallet, Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, what used to be Mint.com, Rocket Money.
Yep.
Those are all kind of apps that are used in that personal finance space. And then you have obviously Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, places where all of us probably go and check things out from time to time as it relates to real estate. So FinLocker, the product, is this combination or mashup of feature functions that a consumer would get from a bunch of those apps I just mentioned. We bring those tools into one place. And then on top of those tools, we've built very specific journeys that are pointed and centered on that home buying experience, but more focused on the preparation for home buying, the financial preparation for home buying. And then the magic really is that we are a B2B company. And so we deploy our technology under the logo of our client, who typically is a mortgage company, bank, or credit union. And so now we arm that lender and their loan officers by extension with this digital experience, this digital toolkit to reach, assist, engage, educate, nurture this pipeline of prospective first-time homebuyers.
Yeah, I think that is so brilliant because a lot of people start thinking about financial products right at the moment when they need them. I always sort of say no one really is looking for a mortgage. People are looking for a home.
That's
and
right.
It is so brilliant to start a little bit earlier, help people along the way in that journey, because otherwise it can be quite overwhelming. So I think you guys do a great job in facilitating that.
Yeah, and just to kind of go a layer deeper and piggyback on what you just said, I call that the point of sale experience, right? When I'm ready to do something, I will go look and check it out and then do it. And so to your point, nobody wants to get a mortgage, but people want to buy a home, and the mortgage is how they facilitate that transaction. And so in the mortgage industry, traditionally, most loan officers have waited, if you will, for someone to raise their hand and say, I'm buying a home now, I need to get a mortgage. And so that's the point of sale kind of a reality that the industry has been in for decades. What we really are challenging loan officers to do is to rethink everything. And instead of being there at the point of sale, position yourself in your digital and physical community as the best resource for financial fitness, financial literacy, financial education for home buying. And instead of being there when it's the time to buy, point of sale, become relevant in the point of thought. So the first time a consumer, a prospective young person starts to think, what would it look like if I owned a home? That's when we want the loan officer to be thought of and engaged. And so it's that mentality of pivoting from point of sale to point of thought, which is a totally different mindset for loan officers.
Now, how do your customers, so your B2B, but maybe also the end customers, how do they describe the value that they get from your solution?
So we have two customers, right, that we ultimately have to serve because
yep.
we're B2B2C.
Yep.
So our business generates revenue from our B2B client, the mortgage company, and by extension, their loan officer. So the value that entity derives really is in our technology helping them scale so that they can serve this larger pipeline of nurturing, getting ready home buyers. Otherwise, absent technology like ours, that loan officer, it's hand-to-hand combat, you know, being always there for that education. So for us, for that entity, it's all about engagement and creating a technology experience that keeps these prospects in their ecosystem meaningfully engaged while they're going through the preparation process. So that's the value to the business that we serve. The end value to the consumer is a single place, a single piece of technology that brings together their entire financial picture, but then looks at that picture in the context of what it would look like if I were to own a home. And so we're very focused on delivering through our technology to that end user, that consumer, tools that they're otherwise going to use somewhere, whether it's budgeting, savings goal tools. But we overlay on top of that a very specific set of journeys that's going to guide them through the next best thing they should be thinking about as they prepare for home ownership.
Yeah. Now that is extremely valuable for both your business customers as well as for the end customers. Now, I like to do this thing called futures thinking. Now, we don't know what the future holds, but we can think about what a possible future could look like. So I'd love for you to think 10 years out and describe how you think a possible future of the mortgage market and the market in general, what that looks like.
Yeah, I think the future is going to be right here, right?
Yep.
We're already to a place where, you know, most of our financial life is already sitting somewhere in this device. Right now, it's probably sitting in multiple places on this device, And so at FinLocker, as we think about our product, our consumer product, the company name FinLocker is short for financial locker. So as a consumer, our product is this place where I can see my entire financial life in one view, which includes my assets, my liabilities, my employment, my income, and my credit, which, by the way, those things happen to be the most important factors when it comes to being qualified and approvable for a mortgage. And so if we think, you know, 3, 5, 10 years out, I actually see a world where I never apply for a mortgage because all my data is right here. I permission access to this data set. And when I do that, what returns to me is, you know, not an application, but you're approved for.
Yeah.
And I think if you think about what some of the big money center banks can do today with certain products, they can, based on the data that they have on their customer, they can not just make offers, mm-hmm. but like firm offers, like,
yep.
click here and you get this personal loan. It's over. There's no applications. I think as consumers, we will all own our personal financial data. And then through, you know, this device, we'll enable a secure access to that data for the explicit purpose of financing a car, getting a personal loan, or even financing the purchase of a home.
That is an amazing idea of what that future could look like. So banking upside down, the bank comes to you instead of you going to the bank or a lender. That is amazing. Now, what do we need to do today to get ready for a future like that?
Yeah, great question. I think if I stay centered in the mortgage space, because that's really where our business is focused, there's some significant regulatory change that would have to occur for that to become reality. I think with we continue to see all these cyber attacks and these data breaches. And so I think we're going to continue to push the envelope on how we secure consumer data and how the consumer owns their data. A great example is our credit profile. It makes all the sense in the world why the credit bureaus existed mm-hmm. and still exist to some yep. degree. But do we really need a third party to share access to our credit data? So there probably is a world down the road where I own my credit data and I permission access to it only when I'm ready to do that. And so that would be one example where that data is kind of controlled more by the consumer, and hopefully that starts to limit, you know, some of the risk out there from a cyber perspective. There's a real, you know, a challenge today with how consumer data is sold by third parties, credit data in particular. And one of the most annoying things for us as consumers is when I apply for credit for something, whether it's buying a car or buying a home or getting a mortgage or whatever, all of a sudden I'm inundated with phone calls, texts, emails, people making offers for something that I didn't even apply to them for. And so there was a time and a place where I think that made sense in terms of making sure consumers had the ability to shop for the best deal possible, but it's turned really into an annoyance. And frankly, it's a little scary for consumers. And so, you know, that's an example where we've got some legislation that's been in the works from a credit trigger perspective to kind of curb the abuses that happen there. And I think as legislation kind of kicks in to do that and protect the consumer, that opens the door and leads to a place where we can get to more of a consumer permission access to financial data.
That I think is a good idea to maybe also start with getting everything in one spot, being ready, making sure that you are on top of your data and understand how you can permission other people to use it. I think that's a great point to wrap up today's session. Thank you so much, Brian, for being on the podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Always good to catch up.
And until next time, choose to be curious.